House Finance. It is Wednesday, February 28th, and President Ortiz, Representative Kawasaki, Representative Wilson, Representative Guerra, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Tilton, Representative Grant, Representative Thompson, myself, Co-Chair Seaton. Remember your cell phones. And yesterday we completed the first round of amendments to the operating budget. Legislative Finance and Legal Services have developed two committee substitutes. That's HB 285 and HB 286, based on the amendments that were adopted. The legislative finance reports are in members' packets and will be posted once the new committee substitutes are adopted. In addition to these reports, Legislative Finance will post their usual department reports. The total GF report shows an increase of $71.7 million over the FY19 governor's amended budget for agency and statewide operations. The UGF-only report on unrestricted general funds shows an increase of $39.7 million over the FY19 governor's amended budget for agency and statewide operations. And the total funds report shows an increase of $51 million over the FY19 governor's amended budget for agency and statewide operations. The larger unrestricted general fund changes include the addition of $19 million for the University of Alaska, the temporary addition of $18 million for K-12 to replace the $18 million of the public school trust funds until the legislation is adopted, the temporary deletion of $20 million from the senior benefits program until the reauthorization legislation is adopted, and we also adopted intent to fully fund the program, and the addition of $49 million to capitalize the oil and gas tax credit fund and the deletion of $27 million from the governor's oil and gas tax credit financing legislation. HB 286 includes a 4.75% of market value draw from the permanent fund earnings reserve account, 67% of the draw, or $1.65 billion, would be deposited in the general fund, and 33% of the draw, which is $813 million, would be deposited into the dividend fund, resulting in an estimated permanent fund dividend of $1,258. The Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund would contribute $1.1 billion to filling the budget deficit and provide $100 million for future FY19 supplementals. Those are some of the larger amendments that were adopted. As all are aware, these budget bills are not the final bills. The committee will take public testimony on these versions of the budget bills tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. After the close of public testimony, amendments to both HB 285 and HB 286 are due to the Legislative Finance Division via the amendment system by 5 p.m. Saturday, March 3rd. Members are strongly encouraged to submit amendments to Legislative Finance before that deadline so we don't get a backlog at the end. Next week, the committee will take up the new amendments. The result of that process will be the operating budget that is moved to the House floor. Co-Chair Foster, may I have a motion for the operating budget?
Sure. I move committee substitute for HB 286 Finance version 30-GH2564/O for Oscar, and move that be adopted by House Finance Committee as our new working draft.
Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, committee substitute 30-GH2564/O has been adopted. Co-Chair Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for HB 285 Finance. That's 30-GH2566/O. Move that be adopted by the House Finance Committee as our new working draft.
Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, we have adopted GH2566/O as our new committee substitute. Are there comments? Representative Wilson.
I just had a question on page 62. I'm just curious what the Isles and Air Force Base schools are. Do we know, is it all three schools, or?
Which bill are you talking about?
269? I mean, 286? I made up the number. Sorry, sometimes all the numbers just kind of start twirling.
Page 62?
Yes. That is the one we just adopted, correct?
Yes, we adopted both the operating budget and the mental health.
Okay.
Budget. I wasn't sure we were.
No problem. I'm just making sure we're on the same spot.
And what line was that again?
Line 9 and 10 and 11. There are three schools that are on Isleson Air Force Base. I was just, for my own curiosity, was, are we talking about all three schools, two schools, one school?
It is in the plural, AFB schools, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, page 62.
We'll take a brief at ease. Okay, we'll come back to order, and that information will be requested of the department who has that.
Right. I had another question, Mr. Chairman.
That information. Thank you. Are there further comments or discussion?
I had another question, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wilson.
I just want to make sure. So on health and social services, I know we had a decrease because of the...
And Representative Wilson.
I'm looking on page one on the numbers that we got.
In which report? There's three reports.
Total GF. Numbers and language fund groups, general funds.
This?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so on the health, sorry. So on the health and social services line, I know it shows a decrease of $18,086,100. I know that some of that is because senior benefits is a bill and that got taken out, but I thought that was the amount we took out for that, but yet there was an increase of 41 positions for public assistance, and it doesn't seem like those numbers come out. Right. And I know some of the public assistance was federal, but some was also UGF. Can somebody remind me what the amount was for the senior benefits program?
About 20.
Back on the record, would you go ahead and introduce yourself for the record and then proceed? You can re-ask the question or state the question.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson. The change in the Health and Social Services general fund budget is a combination of a 19.9 or $20 million reduction for the senior benefits program, and then an increase in $1.9 million from the Alaska Comprehensive Health Insurance Fund, which is also considered a designated general fund. And then there is a $2.2 million increase to address the backlog in public assistance field services.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions on that item or any other lines? Thank you. So, are there any other questions? Seeing no other questions, then we have adopted the two committee substitutes. They will be posted online and available for the public to review for comments starting Thursday. And our next meeting is Thursday, March 1st at 9 a.m. We will be taking up massage therapy licensing exemptions, House Bill 110, House Bill 176, non-emergency medical transport payments, House Bill 301, alcohol licensing, beverage, dispensary, restaurants, House Bill 168, repeal of Administrative Regulation Review Committee, HCR 10, which is Uniform Rules and Regulation Review, and HB 38, Workers' Compensation Death Benefits. And again, we will amendments to House Bill 285 and House Bill 286, the budgets are due to the legislative finance via the amendment system by 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 3rd. And again, members are encouraged to submit those as soon as possible so we don't get a skill backlog. And is there any other comments? So we will be adjourned till tomorrow at 9. Go ahead.